So I don't know, because I don't know, but God knows. And before we move on, maybe somebody today, you know what, God is speaking to. And maybe you're not in the family of God. You know, the Bible says we're all going to die. And I don't know what you believe, but have you ever believed something and it you thought it was this way, but then you found out it was another way? Let me tell you what, truth is truth. Let me tell you the truth. There is a heaven and there is a hell. And God's not going to force anyone to do anything. All that's going to happen is at the end, you're going to be with whoever you want to be with. But that decision is made now. So maybe you say, Pastor, I've ran my own life. I've tried to do it my way. I've ran from God. But I'm tired of running. Maybe someone's testimony today has ministered to you. And the Holy Spirit is just knocking on your heart and saying, hey, don't procrastinate it. Don't wait till tomorrow. Today's the day. Amen. And I would say, you know what? Don't wait till this afternoon. Today is the day. Right now is the day. With every amen, with every head bowed and every eyes closed, if you want to ask Jesus in your heart, thank you. All we're going to do is I'm going to pray a prayer and I want you to repeat it after me. But you know what? God knows how sincere you are. God knows. And it's interesting because, you know, different, you know, you have to say it like this. You have to say it like that. You know what? I think God just is asking you to just cry out to him. And I'm going to help you do that. So again, with every head bowed and every eyes closed, if you want to accept Jesus in your heart right now, I just want you to slip up your hand. I'm not going to ask you to come up front and you know, do something. I don't want to embarrass you. I see that hand. You can put your hand down. Who else? Yes, all over the room. Let's just ask Jesus in our heart. Yes, thank you. You can put your hands down. Who else? Yes, thank you. Thank you. Who else? Thank you. Can we say this? Or maybe before we move on, maybe you just say, you know what, Pastor, I know God, but man, I've just gotten far away from him. And these students just reveal to me how far away I'm from God. If that's you, I want you to raise your hand. I want to pray for you. I want to pray with you. Yes, thank you. Thank you for your honesty. Thank you. You can put your hands down. Thank you. Can we all pray this together? God, come into my heart. I'm tired of running my own life. I want you to be in charge. I want to be a Christian. Jesus, come into my life. Change me from the inside out. Today is my spiritual birthday. God, I want to be close to you. I'm sorry that I've gotten far away. But I'm going to change. Today, with your help, I'm asking you. I'm drawing close to you. And I know you'll draw close to me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Listen. If you accepted Jesus, if you made a decision to get closer to God, I am so proud of you. I am so proud of you. Amen. You know what? You might not think it's a big thing. It's a huge thing. And you're going to see things start just changing in your life. We want to start you off right. And after when we dismiss, we're going to dismiss in a little while. When we dismiss, Pastor Paul is going to come up front. He's going to be right over here. And if you want, we want to give you some material to start you off right. Everybody will be dismissed. He won't be, but less than 5 minutes with you. If you'd like to come up for the free material to connect, we want to. We also will want to just not just give you this material. We want to connect with you. We want to say, hey, you know what? This is a good church, a good Bible-believing church. Start to come here on Sunday and Wednesdays. We're not going to try to sell you, but we want you to come into our family. And it's a privilege and a pleasure to be able to minister to you, and we look forward to doing that. So after church, we'll remind you, you can come on up front. Pastor Paul, you know what, real short little guy. Pastor Paul, can you raise your hand? Okay, so he'll be right on over here. Right on over here. And that'll be a blessing. Amen. So Tamara, do we have the, what's that? Yeah, the chairs. So today is a very, thank you, Isaac. That's good. That's good. Man. Praise God. So today is a very, very, very special day. And very special. Look at your neighbor, say very special. So I told the first service this. I did pretty good the first service. I'm not promising I'll do as good the second service, but today I'll be very emotional. I'll cry a lot, and so don't think you got to give me a tissue or, you know what I mean? Oh, pastor's crying. That's just par for the course around here. It ain't no big deal. I'll get through it. But today is a very, very emotional day for me. So we want, are the chairs on their way? Okay, so we today are promoting. We are going to ordain three wonderful people that have been such a blessing to our church. And they are, we're going to promote Isaac. Amen. And after today, if you could, I would appreciate if you would call him Pastor Isaac, because that's what he's going to be. And we are going to promote Joel today. And if you could call him Pastor Joel, that would be respectful and honoring. And we are going to promote Shayla today. So if Shayla and Joel and Isaac could come on up here. And amen. So we're gonna pray for you and anoint you, put our hands on you and pray over you. But before we do, if I just want to set a foundation. How many know a foundation is really good? And I want you to look at this passage up here on the screen. It's Ephesians chapter 4. But in verse 11 and 12, the Bible tells us what's going on. And I want you to see that real quickly. Notice Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 says this: "And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers." I want you to notice this, that this is he himself. Do you know who the Bible, Paul's talking about when he says he himself? He's talking about Jesus. And the Bible says that Jesus himself is the one who says, you're a pastor, and you're a pastor, and you're a pastor. Jesus himself, there's some things that you can't delegate to others. And Jesus says, this is so, so important that I told the first service, you know what, when I graduated from Life Bible College, it was an incredible time because I walked across the stage, you know what, and I stopped in the middle, and like they told me to do, I took the tassel and I put it from the one side to the other side, and when I did, there was a whole chorus of supernatural angels started to sing. And everybody was tripping out because there was such an anointing as I took that tassel and put it from the one side to the other side. How many know I'm pulling your leg right now? How many know there was nobody singing? I was singing because I was happy to get out of school. But besides that, there was nobody else singing. And the truth was, here's my point. My point is that, you know what, before the foundations of the earth You know what? When I was in second grade playing, at dodgeball, you know what I mean? I was the dodgeball champion, by the way. But when I was playing dodgeball, how many know I was anointed to preach? God is the one. Jesus, somebody say Jesus himself. And I want you to understand, when we lay hands on you today, you know what? All we are doing is observing what we see is what God has already done in your hearts, amen, in your lives. I quickly just want to talk about some characteristics that I've seen in every single one of these young people. You say, Pastor, why in the world, are you kidding me? You know what? Why in the world are you anointing and ordaining these three as pastors? You know what? These kids are young. How many know these kids are young? But don't let their youth fool you. Amen. One time, Tamara and I were laying in bed, and she said this to me. She said, "You know what, Drew? Pastor Bradford had it right. Listen, one of the things you have to do to be a pastor is you have to be willing to serve. Do you know this? All three of these people, if you would have come to our fireworks stand on 4th of July, guess who would you have seen over there in the fireworks stand? You would have seen all three of them serving in the fireworks stand. See, you know what? Jesus said it this way. If you want to be great, you've got to be the biggest servant of all. That's why these are being promoted. These amongst our church are the most servant-like people that we have in our church. But all we're doing is recognizing what God did a long, long time ago. God said, you know what? I want Shayla to be a preacher of the gospel. I want Joel to be a preacher of the gospel. I want Isaac to be a preacher of the gospel. I have anointed them. Why did he anoint them? Why does he do this? Well, look at verse 12. Look what it says. Why does he do this? For the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for edifying of the body of Christ. See, just like, remember, dads, when I preached that you were the head of the household, and you were like, yeah, I'm the head. We get to go where I want. We get to do what I want. We're going to Taco Bell today. I don't care what my family. No. No, you missed that sermon. You need to go back to, you know what, discoverhope.usa and watch that sermon again. Because, or US, not no, USA. Sorry. discoverhope.usa. Anyway, you gotta go back and you gotta listen to that message, because what do we teach the fathers? You are the head to serve. You get to serve your family. These three understand the serving attitude that is required to be a pastor. Jesus, interesting, because every three of these, every individual up here, you know what? The first thing they were given, they weren't given a mic. Guess what they were given? They were given a scrub brush, amen? And they got to go into the bathrooms and they got to scrub the toilets. And listen, and understand this. This wasn't a three-month process, amen? Tamron, help me out. Joel's been with us since, what, for 8 years? Isaac's been with us for 10 years. And Shayla has been as long here as I've been here. Amen? I remember when Shayla was just, 8 years old, she was thinking, he came up to me, he said, Dad, I think we ought to do this. And it was about ministry to the church. See, can I tell you what? It's not about, listen, and this is the truth. If any of you have heard any of these people preach, oh my goodness. If you missed Wednesday, you missed it. Shayla preached an awesome sermon. Joel, last time he preached, he just ministered to us immensely. You know what? I've been in Esperanza, you know, recently, and two or three times. Every time I hear Isaac preach, he is blessed. We're a worship leader. I said, I said, well, there's a piano there. Not on stage. There's a piano off stage. I want you to play that piano back down there for a little while. Why? Here's why. Because one of the kids, okay, well, yeah, you can go over there because I want to see. If you have a humility to when I say slow it down, slow it down.
Thank you. I wanted to just share a little bit about each one of them personally and just their history here at Hope. Pastor George, a multi-diverse, and that's a family. There's every generation is there. We're also a very multicultural church here. You know, so for you know, they do all kinds of things. So some of these, I'm just sharing some of the things that they shared with me that was okay with, you know, that they'd like to share. He's, what did I say? Convinced by Pastor Drew's charisma and kind words, Isaac agreed to attend a Sunday morning service. Isaac attended regularly from then on. Is that right? Yes. Isaac's favorite part of Hope is ministering at his local church. And most importantly, that he gets to do it with his children. His we're not to add to, we're not to take away. One of the things that I love, we as disciples of Jesus Christ, we are to follow the teachings of Jesus Christ and not to just pick and choose. Say that? Where he begins to try to erode the words from the mouth of God. Then with Jesus, God is the one directing things. God is the one setting the agenda. It is God's way that will be the way that things will be done. Joelle.